It is almost Christmas, which means that for many in the region, Santa Claus is coming to town, though in a way, he's actually already here. In WMU's series Hidden City, we uncover the hidden stories behind the history, people, and places in our region. And today, WMU's Matt Blitz explores what brings St. Nick to a Northern Virginia Catholic church.
Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you?
Deacon Elmer, come on in.
It's an early December day, and I'm at Epiphany of Our Lord Byzantine Catholic Church in Annandale, Virginia. Joining me is Deacon Elmer Bekaric, and he's about to show me something quite rare.
I'll bring it out now.
A relic from St. Nicholas, the church's patron saint and the inspiration for Santa Claus.
It's quite small. I guess, what am I looking at?
You're looking at a piece of his bone.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus, and he's in Annandale. Well, at least a bone fragment. It's in an ornamental brass case, along with a small label written in Latin, reading Episcopus Nicolai, Bishop Nicholas. Deacon Elmer says the small piece of the saint's finger bone came to the church in the 1980s, donated by a parishioner who obtained it in Rome. Relics are often parts of a holy person's body or their belongings that people venerate. Deacon Elmer points out that this is common even outside of Catholicism.
If you had a picture of your grandfather and who passed away, and you walk by it and you think, let me touch him, and that's an act of veneration.
The relic, along with a vial of water from St. Nick's tomb, is brought out only once a year, during the Feast of St. Nicholas on December 6th. The rest of the year, it's put away in a safe place. Deacon Elmer says he still becomes overwhelmed at the sight of the relic.
It's like it's a brand new experience every time I experience it. So yeah, it's a wow moment.
It took about 1,400 years for St. Nick to evolve into the Santa Claus we now know today. Father Aquinas Gilbo is the university chaplain at Catholic University of America in Northeast D.C. He explains that St. Nicholas was a 4th century bishop in modern-day Turkey, known for his kindness and generosity.
He was a man of deep charity and loved his people, especially the poor, and is remembered for that.
He was dug up, brought to Italy in the 11th century, and quickly became a popular saint. Over the centuries, how he was depicted changed too. A 19th century American poem titled A Visit from St. Nicholas portrayed him as a rotund, European-looking man with a flowing white beard. Father Gilbo says that while the secular world has laid claim to St. Nick as Santa,
it's fitting that this church, which is a Byzantine Catholic church, would have the relic of a prominent Eastern saint.
Hello.
Only about 10 miles from Epiphany of Our Lord is one of the most complete displays of St. Nicholas imagery in the country.
It came here as a permanent exhibit in October 2023 as part of our bicentennial celebrations.
I'm at the 200-year-old Virginia Theological Seminary in Alexandria with Nikki Burridge, Senior VP of Communications for the largest Episcopal Theological Seminary in the U.S. The exhibit features colorful paintings, lifelike statues, storybooks, glossy plates, and masks, all featuring different versions of St. Nick.
It's about this historical figure of St. Nicholas. It's about his relationship with Christianity, and it's about St. Nicholas traditions around the world.
Back in Annandale, Deacon Elmer says he enjoys showing off the relic because it gives him a chance to talk about the acts of charity St. Nick exhibited throughout his life. Plus, it's pretty cool.
Who would think that St. Nicholas would be right here in Annandale?
So, D.C., you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Because Santa Claus is already in Annandale. For WAMU, I'm Matt Blitz.
Who's got a beard that's long and white?
Santa's got a beard that's long and white.
Who comes around on a special night?
Santa comes around on a special night.
Special night, beard that's white. Must be Santa, must be Santa.